With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana legislature is poised to pass a bill to ban Sharia and other foreign laws from being used in courtrooms in the state. The state House endorsed the measure 56-44 today. It must pass a final vote before it goes to Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. The bill does not mention Sharia law, which is used in some parts of the Islamic world, but says that state judges may not apply foreign laws in their courtrooms. Opponents say the bill targets Muslims and that the only reason Sharia law is not mentioned is because similar legislation in other states that specifically sought Sharia law bans have been ruled unconstitutional. Republican Representative Brad Cheetah of Missoula says the bill is only meant to uphold the state and U.S. constitutions, and to call it xenophobic is insulting. We'll have more on this story later tonight. The University of Montana is surveying faculty and staff about their interest in early retirement as the university seeks to cut spending due to decreasing enrollment. The email sent last week asked employees for their age, years at UM, interest in retirement, the year they had planned to retire, and the earliest retirement possibility with an adequate incentive. They were also asked to name their biggest concern. Answers are due by Tuesday. UM spokeswoman Paula Short says the university is still exploring a buyout and is asking potentially eligible employees what they see as the possible benefits and barriers of such a program. The commissioner of higher education has said UM needs to reduce its staffing budget. There's some good news in the latest sampling for contaminants at the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company site on the Flathead River. That's according to Mike Sirian with the Environmental Protection Agency.
There wasn't anything out there that we didn't expect, and there's no urgent or emergency type responses needed at this time.
The former aluminum smelter was named a Superfund site last September. At the time, the EPA said contamination concerns included fluoride, cyanide, and various metals. That contamination threatens a fishery containing federally protected bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout.
It's got sample results from 44 wells that we have out there. There's surface water sampling results. There is groundwater sampling, sediment sampling.
Sirian says the latest round of sampling was carried out by the site's current owner, the Swiss company Glencore, and was pretty extensive. Sampling results should be publicly available online and at the Columbia Falls Public Library by the end of this week. Sirian says,
some of the preliminary good news is that the contaminant's not getting to Aluminum City.
Aluminum City is a site immediately downstream from the former smelter where employees used to live that's now a neighborhood of Columbia Falls. Glencore is carrying out the sampling as a result of a $4 million settlement with the EPA to document contamination at the site. Sirian says the goal is for the company and EPA to complete a cleanup feasibility study at CVAC by 2021. After that, he says, negotiations over how to pay for cleanup will begin. The EPA is planning a public meeting in Columbia Falls about the new sampling results. No specific date has been set, but Sirian says they're aiming for the third week in April. A helicopter rescued two fishermen stranded in an ice jam on Clark Canyon Reservoir last Friday. The Missoulian reports two large pieces of ice jammed a rowboat carrying two University of Montana Western students who were unable to paddle to shore against heavy winds. Wearing sweatshirts and non-fishing clothing, the two were stuck until search and rescue got the call at 5 p.m. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana News.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The Montana Supreme Court is requesting that the legislature allow violent offenders to participate in drug and mental health court treatment. Freddie Monatis has more.
The High Court requested Senate Bill 45, which would allow the 25 treatment courts in the state to hear cases that involve violent offenders and recommend rehab when necessary. Treatment courts are alternatives to criminal courts meant to address issues offenders may be dealing with during the time they commit a crime. Democratic Senator Margie McDonald is the sponsor of the bill. She says friends and family members can benefit from this piece of legislation.
Treatment courts help people address these issues in the community so they can keep, as I said, they can keep their job, they can keep their family relationships and their support system, and that's sometimes very helpful.
The Senate passed the bill unanimously in February. The House Judiciary Committee will hear testimony on the bill Tuesday.
Freddie Monatis is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. Montana may have more than $100 million in additional revenue coming into the state than expected just a few months ago. The revenue forecast released this afternoon by the state's nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Division shows the most significant uptick in state earnings coming from individual income taxes and corporation income taxes. It says state revenues from oil and natural gas production taxes are expected to decrease over the next 3 years. The report comes days after the Montana House of Representatives passed a fiercely debated budget along party lines, based on the previous lower revenue forecast. Democrats and Republicans are arguing how much the state should spend in a tight budget year on health care, education, and general government programs. If lawmakers want to use any of this projected $100 million increase in revenue, they must first vote to adopt the new report, or parts of it. Until then, the revenue projection will not be incorporated into the state budget. Leaders in the Republican majority have previously said any projected increases in state revenue would go to replenish the state's general revenue fund, sometimes referred to as the state's rainy day fund, rather than fund additional appropriations in state agencies. The state's budget first hearing in the Senate is scheduled for Wednesday. Hearings on the budget bill in the Senate Finance and Claims Committee are scheduled through the early part of next week. A Miles City man has been convicted of embezzling $1.9 million from people who invested in his house flipping company. Richard Brandt told investors he was going to buy, remodel, and sell homes in Nebraska and Missouri, but he used the money for his own personal expenses, the state auditor's office said. Brandt was convicted March 16th in district court in Miles City of exploitation of an elderly person, theft by embezzlement, fraudulent practices, and operating a pyramid scheme, as well as failure to register as a security salesman and failure to register as security. The case began when Adult Protective Services in Miles City notified the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance that Brandt had taken about $90,000 from a 100-year-old woman. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.